Welcome to Shomach Shom on the Daf, Shir sponsor, Lo Yinish Masar B'Yakov Shom, Na'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Ksuvah's Daf Chavov. The Gemara would base on the Mishnah that says that Isha Shenich B'Sho B'Dirvet Kehovim, a woman that was captured by non-Jews, if it's Alidim woman, if it's for monetary reasons, she's Muteras L'Bayla, she's allowed to her husband. But Alidim Nefashos, if they're going to kill her, Asur L'Bayla. So the Gemara says, Lo Yishonu Elish Yad Yisrael Tkifa Lo Yivet Kehovim. It's only if the Yidin are in control and the non-Jews follow the Jewish rule of law. Aval Yad Yivet Kehovim Tkifa L'Atzvam. But if the Goyim are the one in control, I feel the moment, even if it's for monetary reasons, Asur L'Balish is also to her husband. So the Gemara brings a question from a Mishnah Maseches Eduyos that says over there, Rabbi Yosef Koren, Rabbi Zachariah ben Akatzov, testified on a Bas Yisrael Shehurino Behashkaloin. Hurino means she was given as a mashkoin, as an exchange for money, midas, as Rashi says in the next Talmud. Verichku abnei mishpachta, her family tried to push her away, saying that she was probably violated. And then the Mishnah goes on and says, but the Eidim said that nothing wrong happened. Chachamim told mishpacha, you should know, if you have Eidim, and they're the ones that says that Hurino, that she was captured, and they're saying that she's not Tameh, you have to trust the Eidim. Meaning, only because you have Eidim, you trust that she wasn't violated. But if there wasn't Eidim, you wouldn't. Says the Gemara, Mashra from here, Dafka, because she was Horina, she was given Midas as an exchange for money. Ava Nichbashab, if she was captured originally for the money purpose, but wasn't given Midas, so then even without Eidim, you would trust that she wasn't violated. Ask the Gemara, but Ashkelon is a place the Yad of the Kehovim to keep for Latzvam, that they're going to have the self-control, the self-independence. So if so, even if it wasn't Horino, but Nichbasho, even if she was captured in a regular way, she still should be considered to be violated, even though it's only for Mammon, because the Goyim are in charge, as the Gemara said before. And the Gemara concludes that there's no difference between Horino and Nichbasho, and Maise Shoya Kachoyo. Rashi explains, why do we assume here that Umas Oilam Tkifa Latzvam, they're in charge? Because we're talking about Ashkelon. What's unique about Ashkelon? Says Rashi, two different explanations. Either it's Eretz Plishtim, it doesn't belong to Eretz Yisrael, it belongs to a different country, Eretz Plishtim. Or Oid Kvar Golu Yisrael, Yisrael really went to Golos, and they're not in charge. The Mefarshim, in the end of the Gemara, the Rashash, and others ask, that we're talking about here, the one who testified on her was Zechariah ben Akatzov, and he was in the time of the Churban, as we'll see in the next half. Maybe he's talking about before the Churban. And some of us should answer that we know that even before the Churban, still the Roman Empire was already controlling Eretz Yisrael for many years before. So we talk about a time when Am Yisrael not in control. But what is Rashi debating? Rashi brings two ways, either to say that Ashkelon is not Eretz Yisrael, and even if it is there to soul, still Am Yisrael not in control. What's that suffix? So the Sefer Meir Nesiv in the end of the Gemara points out that it's really also a suffix of Tosis and Gittin the Beis Amud Aleph. Because Tosis there brings, in Dira Matchil Ashkelon, he says, it sounds from the Gemara that Ashkelon is not Eretz Yisrael. Says Tosis, Ashkelon is Eretz Yisrael. We know when Am Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, they did conquer Ashkelon. Says the Tosis, yes, only Mitzrayim conquered it, meaning when they came from Yitzrayim, they did conquer Ashkelon. But then Oile Bavel, the second time they came from Bavel, then they didn't conquer it. So that's why it was there to solve it, not completely. Tais concludes later, and the Hemshech Tais wants to say, that maybe even Oile Bavel conquered it, and maybe it is part of Eretz Yisrael, but forget that we consider it to be not Eretz Yisrael. So we see Tais himself is debating, is Ashkelon part of Eretz Yisrael, or not part of Eretz Yisrael? So in Moshe Tov Valley, who was a Talmud Chaver to the Ramchal, explains, we know that Ashkelon is on the border of Eretz Yisrael. It's the southern border of Eretz Yisrael. Being on the border of Eretz Yisrael has a significance. What's the significance? Eretz Yisrael is the Mokom of Kedusha. Outside of Eretz Yisrael is the Mokom of Tuma. In between is in between Kedusha and Tuma. In the Lashon of the Mekubalim, this is called Klipas Noiga. Klipas Noiga always means something which is somewhat good, somewhat bad, depends where you pull it into. On one hand it's good, on one hand it's bad, and that's something that needs to be fixed. Ashkelon is that same way. It's something in between. It's on the Gvul. So it's not Mamash Eretz Yisrael, but also not Mamash Chutz La'aretz. And says the Ramat Valley that what Ashkelon is, whatever Klipas Noga is the place where Am Yisrael gets punished from. It's the Shayrish, the source of whatever Am Yisrael are not exactly perfect, they get punished from there. That's why Ashkelon belonged to Eretz Plishtim. Even though it was conquered by Am Yisrael, but eventually the Plishtim took over, and they were there, and every time Am Yisrael went off the Derech, the Plishtim were the ones that caused sorrow to Am Yisrael. Because that's the power of the Klipas Noga, which is in between the Kedusha and the Tumah. And I heard many times from my Rebbe Moshe Shapir Zitzal that the name of the Arizal, it says that's also the idea of Yishmael. Yishmael, the Arabs, are also in between. As Fasema says it, that Am Yisrael called Odom, Umasoyim are called not Odom, and Yishmael is Peri Odom, is in between. And he is also the one who is in charge to punish Am Yisrael and make sure that Am Yisrael will be always doing the right thing. And whenever Am Yisrael goes out of their border, Yishmael is the one who punishes us. And by the way, that's also a side point, that Yishmael is living today in the area of Eretz Plishtim, which was the Mako that the Ramat Valley is speaking about. And this goes back to this Rashi over here, to his beginning of Gittin. Ashkelon, is it Eretz Yisrael or not? It's not so clear, because it's in between. Rashi says, if it's either not Eretz Yisrael, or even is Eretz Yisrael, maybe it's not in the control of Am Yisrael at that time. That's what Ashkelon is all about. Ashkelon is the in-between place of Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Ahamin. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or wants to go, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.